The next attribute is Eino Machazik Tova La'atzmo. Person who does not pat himself on the back, does not expect credit for what he has done. As we will see, this seems to be a somewhat straightforward and perhaps even easier small topic, but it turns out that it's actually bigger, and in the various commentaries in Mefarshim, more nuanced than one might have guessed at first glance. This idea of not patting yourself on the back, assuming that that's what we're talking about, which is the view of the majority of the Mefarshim. So the importance of this midah is already noted in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Ches Amud Bet, who describes what the characteristics are for someone who's a Ben Olam Haba. Izuhu Ben Olam Haba. What are the characteristics or the attributes you would expect for someone who merits Olam Haba? And the Gemara here describes someone who is very humble. He is Ananov, Shval Berech, Shayef Oil, Shayef Benofik. And then the Gemara says, the Garz Baraisa Tidira, who learns regularly, Velo Machza Tivusa Lenavshe, which is just a variation of the same phrase that we have here in our Braisa. Lo Machzik Tivusa Lenavshe, Eino Machzik Tova Latzmo, does not expect a pat on the back, does not give himself credit for what he has accomplished. And in fact, this is the way most of the Mefarshim understand our Braisa, in light of the fact that not only is it in Perek Vav, Perek Kinyan Torah, but also in light of the fact that in Perkei Avos, earlier in Perek Bet, Mishnah Chet, we have the statement of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, some which we'll return to throughout this year. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, Im lamadata Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, ki lekach notzarta. So even if a person has learned a lot of Torah, you shouldn't be machzik tova la'atzmacha, you shouldn't expect a pat on the back, you shouldn't give yourself the pat on the back, you shouldn't expect or give yourself credit. You shouldn't be boasting about your accomplishments. Rashi here in our Braisa, Eino nose chein belibo al atzmo. Don't even vis-a-vis yourself, don't be too proud. Eino magis libo belimudo, emiskaya bifnei abrios. Don't be arrogant vis-a-vis other people, not in your own heart, and certainly not vis-a-vis other people. Rashi's Talmidim, the Machzor Vitri, similarly says, Eino mispa'er belibo. Don't be arrogant, don't think of how proud you are, no matter how much Torah you've learned. And many of the Mefarshim, especially back in Perek Bet, the Bar Tanura, the Tiferes Yisrael, the Magen Avos of the Rosh Beitz, they all point out that this lesson, this idea of Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmacha, you shouldn't give yourself a pat on the back, no matter how much you've learned, it's particularly apt, and it's no coincidence that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who is teaching us this. Because as Chazal tell us in a number of places, notably Sukkah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was someone who literally knew Kol HaTorah V'Kol HaChochmos Kula. He knew everything. Says the Gemara, Lo Hiniach, there was nothing he didn't learn. Mikra U'Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos V'Agoros, Digdukei Torah V'Digdukei Sofrim, Kalim V'Chamurim Gzero Shavos. But not only all the parts of Torah, but all sorts of math, science, astronomy, Tkufos, Sugamatrios, he even knew how to, the language of the angels, Sichos Malachi Hashareis, the Shadim, the trees, nature, everything. Mishalim, Davarkotin, Davargodol, physics, metaphysics, Maisim Merkava, everything. So you put it all together, it's no coincidence that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who in Perek Bet of Perkei Avos tells us, Im lamadata harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. And again, our braisa here in Perek Vav just says very simply, Eino machzik tova la'atzmo, but just those brief four words are understood by all these mefarshim as hearkening back to the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai basically makes that point. And all of that is interpreted in light of what we know about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai being this unbelievable, beyond description, defying understanding, comprehension, just how great of a scholar he was. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai can say, Eino machzik tova la'atzmo, you should be machzik tivusa la'atzmacha, you shouldn't give yourself a pat on the back. So if he didn't do it, so obviously he's a worthy author of this dictum that we should all learn from that. Now, what still needs to be understood is, why not? Why not? Why can't I give myself a pat on the back? So here, the Mefarshim point out that this is really the second chiddush, if you will, or the second dimension of the of what is mentioned in Perkei Avos and Perek Bet, and then in Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, how he adds two things that were not in the more succinct formulation in our Braisa. Number one is Im Lamadat Torah Harbe, he specified that, but as we also previously mentioned, although we didn't yet focus on the conclusion of that statement in Perek Bet of Perkei Avos, you shouldn't be Machzik Tova L'Atzmecha, why? Ki Lekach Notzarta, because it is for this reason that you are created. And a number of the Mefarshim, again, especially there in Perek Bet, Rabbeinu Yonah, who we'll quote in a moment, the Rashbates, the Magen Avos, the Tosfos Yontif, they all make the point, elaborating on this final phrase here, Ki Lekach Notzarta, that you have to understand, you wouldn't have been created otherwise. Your whole raison d'etre, the whole essence, the whole purpose of your life, the whole purpose of the world, was for Torah. Read some of the key lines from Rabbeinu Yonah here in Perek Bet. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Tzi'acha Yesh Me'ayin Rak La'asos Torosa. The only reason Hashem made the world, the only reason Hashem created you, was for the learning and the fulfillment of the Torah. And therefore, you really owe the Torah your existence. And if that's the case, says Rabbeinu Yonah, slight elaboration, more succinctly echoed as well by the Rashbates and the Magen Avos, but Rabbeinu Yonah's more full formulation, Mashal Balchov, really, we have to look at all the Torah we learn as being comparable to someone who has a debt, Shapara es Chovo, and then finally gets the funds and repays his debt. V'chimach zikin lo tova al kach, would he or anyone else give him credit, pat himself on the back for paying back his debt? He's doing what he has to do. He's doing what he owes. And therefore, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, "Zos hamida gamhi al mitzvah shemasita mitzvah harbe al tachzik tov la'atzmecha ki lekach notzarta." Whether it's Torah or mitzvos, as we'll see later, you have to realize this is what you're here for. Ein machzikin lo tova k'mishenosin lo matana. It's not like you're giving a gift to anybody, but rather you are doing what you are obligated to do. Tosfos Yontif there says, "Nitza achshav shechova gedola mutelas alav." You can't have the right to pat yourself on the back as if you're doing a solid for God, doing a favor, doing a tova for Hashem. On the contrary, you're repaying your debt. And no one with any sense of decency or self-awareness gives himself a pat on the back, gives themselves credit for just doing nothing more than repaying what they anyway owe. So again, you put it all together, and we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, perhaps, you know, the best example you could have imagined, learning everything he did, and yet still saying, no matter how much you learn, don't give yourself a pat on the back. And the reason is, ki lekach notzarta. This is what we're here for. If it wouldn't be for the opportunity to learn Torah, there'd be no purpose for us. And therefore, what we're really doing in essence with all the Torah that we learn, no matter how much it is just repaying a debt. Therefore, it makes no sense to feel so good about ourselves or pat ourselves on the back. One additional point to understand in light of this now is, well, if that's the case, why is that connected to Kinyan Torah? Is this just a sense, an attitude that we're supposed to have, that we should always feel unworthy, that we should always feel indebted, perhaps better said, indebted to Hashem, and therefore we learn? That's interesting in its own right, but in what way is this specifically able to facilitate success in learning a Kinyan Torah? So here we have a number of different interpretations, again, all under the broader umbrella of this interpretation that we've started with, that the Bryce is telling us, Ein machzik tova la'atzmecha la'atzmo, don't pat yourself on the back, specifically when it comes to mitzvos or learning, because this is what you're here for. So how does that facilitate a Kinyan Torah? So one approach, which is perhaps most elaborated on by the Maharal in his Derech Chaim, and more briefly by Rav Yaakov Emden, the Chassid Yaivitz, and that is that if a person will not have this sense, and will in fact give himself a pat on the back, he'll take credit, he'll feel extra good about what he's accomplished, unfortunately the result is that he'll be so satisfied with whatever that is, no matter how much it is, but the likelihood is he won't continue learning, or at least not at a high level, because in his mind he'll already have passed from a sense of obligation and duty to a sense of extra credit, or lifnim yishuras hadin, as the Maharal says, im machzik tova lebesof hu porek midivrei Torah. Then once you feel that you've done what you need to, at some point, whether it's soon or more in the distance, but at some point it's inevitable, says the Maharal, you're going to end up stopping learning, you're going to end up rejecting it. Why? Because at this point I've already done what I need to do. Anything more is just icing on top, a cherry on top, icing on the cake, a cherry on top. Once you have that attitude, then anytime there's something that's inconvenient or pressing in the other direction, you're immediately going to leave it. That is to say, Chassid Yaivitz, the Maharal, more in depth, basically make the point that it's absolutely key if you want a Kinyan Torah to never feel that you've done enough, to always feel a certain sense of duty and obligation, because that's going to keep you, that's going to keep you going. The Maharsha on that Gemara that we previously mentioned in Sanhedrin talks about how the key is to retain a feeling of obligation. And I should just note before we continue that I am recording this shiur on the yort site, the third yort site of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha. And if you have any familiarity with not only his life, but his teaching, really perhaps the essence of his life, if I can say so, and certainly something that he prominently taught, was the idea, something almost seems quaint and certainly countercultural now, is this idea that we have to live a life out of duty, that there's no higher fulfillment, philosophically or religiously, spiritually, than vitzivanu, living a life of command, living a life of obligation, living a life out of duty. Just to take one of many, many examples, in a celebrated essay on the brachos that we say every morning on the Torah, the Berachas HaTorah, so aside from all the other very beautiful and brilliant insights, Rav Lichtenstein noted, among others, this theme that it's not a coincidence that the bracha of Asher Kedushanam Mitzvosav Vitzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah comes before the bracha of Vaharevna. It's true, as Rav Lichtenstein said, of course, we want Torah to be sweet, we want Torah to be delicious, we want to enjoy Torah. But we say Vitzivanu, Asher Kedushanam Vitzivanu, we're obligated to learn, because even if it's not enjoyable, we still must learn. We hope it'll be enjoyable, but even if it isn't, we still know we have to do it, because we live a life of tzivanu, a life of obligation. And this idea is exactly what the Maharal and Chassid Yaivitz, piggybacking on all those earlier Mefarshim who explained that that's what Eino Machzik Tov La'atzmo means. Why is that so important? Why should you not pat yourself on the back? Because you can, once you lose that sense of duty and obligation, it's basically downhill from there. It's also worth noting that when it comes to this sense of obligation, there are some mefarshim, again going back especially to Perek Beis of Perek Yavos, who point out that the way we measures and understands obligation is actually subjective and tailor-made for each person. And for example, the Tiferes Yisrael there in Perek Beis points out that this is what lekach notzarta, the way you were created. Each person with their own unique abilities were created for this purpose. And therefore, the way you were created, whether it was in your zikaron, your memory, your chidud hasechel, how quick and how sharp your analysis is, even if it's greater than someone else, yoter mechaverecha, and therefore that is garmalacha shegadalta b'chachma, you should realize that even if you're smarter, you have better abilities, it's because Hashem gave you those abilities. And it's not just because of your efforts or because of you somehow worked harder or better that you deserve more credit. On the contrary, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner also makes this point in Ruach Chaim in Perek Bet, that lakach notzarta, this is the way you uniquely were created, and already nigzar al hayeledim chacham otipesh, right? Our natural intellectual abilities are a gift from Hashem. And therefore, lefi madregascha yiduktak imcha. You shouldn't somehow feel boastful or satisfied because of that. On the contrary, the greater your abilities are, the more Hashem expects from you and the higher standards He has from you. And therefore, tzarech ata od lahosif letzeis mashem b'kochacha la'asos. So that sense of obligation that we're talking about, on the one hand, it applies to everybody, but the way it applies both the Tiferes Yisrael and Rav Chaim Volozhiner are there, and Perek Beis point out that's going to be a sliding scale. And just because you can learn more, faster, or remember better than someone else doesn't mean you've fulfilled your obligation. On the contrary, it just means that you have more natural ability, therefore your obligation is greater, and therefore the expectations for you are even higher than they would be for someone else. So even if you learned a lot, more than the next guy, but realize that you are still obligated. Other Mefarshim stress that you are still obligated, not so much just because you have more ability or less than someone else, but because objectively, not subjectively as we just saw, but objectively, you are mistaken if you think that you've ever done enough, that you've ever finished, as it were. Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Perek Beis, points out, Adayin ata betchila. No matter how much you've learned, you're really still at the beginning. Umatai tasig ata emsa vata sof. When do you think you'll even be in the middle, let alone the end of Torah? And he quotes, as others do as well, the pasuk in Iov, Aruka me'aretz mida urachava mina yam. The Torah is greater than the entire expanses of the globe, of the earth, of the rivers. There's more Torah than anything else. You can't possibly, in human intellect, no matter how brilliant, no matter how much effort, no matter how much time you've put in, you can't even get close to finishing all of Torah. V'kama kol adam meruchach mimenu. No matter how much you've learned, you're still, you know, a drop in the bucket of how much Torah there is. And therefore, it's just only logical. Ech yachzik tov al atzmo. It's actually completely irrational, almost delusional, to be machzik tova. This is not just a subjective thing, you know, no matter how much you've learned, Hashem has more expectations of you because you have talent. Just objectively, Rabbeinu Yonah says, you should never be machzik tova l'atzmacha because you haven't finished the job. You push it in the middle of the job. And others point out that there's a parallel brisa that we mentioned previously, the Gemara that talks about how much Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned. So there's also something in the Maseches Sofrim, in Perek Tezayin, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also, they say about him how much he learned, and same ideas we've seen before, Mikra, Midrash, Halachos, Agodos, etc., etc., and that he learned everything. But here in Maseches Sofrim, it adds, V'chein Amru Alav, and they said about him that he said, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Im you call Hashemayim Yirios, v'chol ha'ilanos kolmosin, v'chol ha'yomim dayo, einen kedai lichtov es chachmasi shelamadati merabosai. A beautiful, unbelievable statement, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Even if all the heavens were parchment, and even if all the trees were quills, and even if all the waters were ink, I still wouldn't have enough to write down all the Torah that I've learned. So if that's how much Torah there is, how could you possibly think, no matter who you are, no matter how much you've learned, that you could be machzik Torah for yourself? It makes sense to pat yourself on the back when a person has done a job well done. But when it comes to Torah, you never finish the job. So by someone being machzik Torah, unless they're mentally unstable or not with it, what it really means is that they simply don't appreciate the breadth and depth of Torah. If one realized just how expansive Torah is, then one couldn't possibly be machzik tova to themselves, because they would always know that they're just but a fraction of the way through. So if you put it all together, what we have seen with all sorts of variations, nuances, and additions, but the basic thrust of what we've seen is that this Bryce is telling us that a person has to have, should never pat himself on the back, because you should always realize that you're obligated. Once a person loses their sense of duty and obligation, it's inevitable that they'll stop learning. And in addition, we added two other points. One is the subjective, that you should never lose your sense of obligation, because no matter how much you've done, the more you've done, that just indicates that the more talented you are, the more gifts you have from Hashem, therefore the more that's expected of you. And lastly, we just mentioned, objectively, if you realize how great Torah is, then you can never be machzik tova for yourself, because you realize that you've only done just a drop in the bucket, a fraction of what Torah really is. So you can't pat yourself on the back if you haven't even come close to completing the job. An additional point, now moving in a slightly different direction, also, again, with under the same vein that machzik tova l'atzmo, don't give yourself a pat on the back, don't take credit for something, But Rabbi Yaakov Emden here in the Lechem Shemayim takes a different approach to it than we've seen until now. And says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you have what it's really saying is as follows. A person shouldn't give himself credit as if to say, B'koch yadi asisi u'b'chachmasi, that it was because of my abilities, my intelligence, my efforts, it's because of all this. You shouldn't ever take credit in the sense of not the sense of job completed, the way we've seen until now, but forget whether you've completed or not. Just whatever you're learning, says Rav Yaakov Emden, a person should never take personal credit for that. Why? Ki lekach notzarta. What does that mean, lekach notzarta, says Rav Yaakov Emden? That you were created mitchila in the beginning, almanas lomo Torah harbe, v'harayash mitchilas yitziraso babeten imo, malach melamdo kol Torah kula, the famous Gemara Nida, v'aflaminovet beis, that lekach notzarta, you were created from the very moment you're exposed to Torah, namely in your mother's womb, you're having a malach teach you. And of course, a malach here is a metaphor for divine assistance, help from Hashem. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Emden, you have to realize, il mole lo siyucha min ha-shamayim lachzor v'lizkor ma she-shachachta achar sheba malach besotro lo higata l'midazu. If it wouldn't be for Hashem helping you, if it wouldn't be for the divine assistance in your learning, you never would have gotten to whatever level you're at. We're not now diminishing what you've accomplished. We're not saying, there's, no matter what you've done, there's more to do, you haven't fulfilled your responsibilities, Torah is so great. That may be all true, but that's not the focus of Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says, don't be arrogant. Don't think that you've done it. Because in fact, as much as you may have done, you couldn't have done any of it without the help from Hashem. And therefore, what are you patting yourself on the back for? You know, you are part of it, but you're not necessarily the main part, and you certainly weren't the only part of it. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Emden, Lachain, lo yiska'eb limuda Torah harve, no matter how much you learned. Again, we're not diminishing it, according to Yaakov Emden, but it doesn't matter, because still, it's arrogant to think you could have done it on your own. It's all based on Hashem's kindness and Hashem's gifts. And the fear is that if you are arrogant, if you are machzik tov to yourself, then God forbid, ye'anesh b'shikacha, Hashem may punish you and show you who's boss and remind you what really is His and what really you deserve, and you may forget your learning. Rabbi Lau, Yechel Yisrael, and others point out, if we go back to that Gemara in Sanhedrin that we mentioned at the outset of the shiur, then it all goes hand in hand. That Gemara talks about what are the midos of a Ben Olam Haba, someone who's very humble, someone who learns regularly, and is not machzik tova. So in light of this idea of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, they actually all go hand in hand. A person who's humble, who realizes that it all comes from Hashem, so therefore he's not going to be machzik tova, he's not going to think it's all him, and therefore he's not going to pat himself on the back, but instead he's going to keep on learning, because he knows that he needs to keep on working hard to continue meriting Hashem's assistance. Rav Chaim Volozhiner here in Perek Vav, in the Brisa of Kinyan Torah, also mentions a similar idea. That, what does that mean, Eino Machzik Torah, Tova, referring to a person's limud, Rachoshev Shemei Binu Machadesh Hakol Matnas Hashem Hu, says Chaim Volozhiner. We have to realize this is all a gift from Hashem. The reason Eino Machzik Tova isn't because we haven't accomplished, as the first basic approaches we're all agreeing on, for one reason or another, but I haven't done enough. Here, it's not that you haven't done enough, it's that whatever you've done, no matter how great it is, but it's really, really a gift from Hashem, and therefore there's no place for arrogance, because it's really all a sense of a gift from Hashem. Unlike Rav Yaakov Emden, who just said, well, if you're arrogant, you might forget your learning, Rav Chaim Volozhiner actually is kind of a hybrid. He says, if you're arrogant and you don't realize that it's a matana from Hashem, he ties this back to the original approach we started with, Roi la'avdo kol hayamim ki gamal alav. That if Hashem is giving you this gift, the gift itself creates the sense of obligation to, so to speak, pay it forward, pay it back, however you want to put it. That because we realize Hashem is giving us a gift, why is He giving us that gift? So that we should keep on learning. So it shares in common with the first basic approach we saw, that our Bryce is telling us has to keep a sense of obligation. But it's also this new dimension, similar to Rav Yaakov Emden, that the issue is not how much you've learned and whether you've accomplished enough and do you have an extra obligation, how great is Torah, but rather just the simple fact that no matter what you've accomplished, and no matter how great that is, HaKol Matnas Hashem Hu, in Rav Chaim Volozhiner's words. And therefore, since it's all a gift, that gift itself generates a sense of obligation. It is just worth noting briefly and in passing that this idea that HaKol Matnas Hashem, that Rav Yaakov Emden and Chaim Wolojner both agree on when it comes to learning, so both the Tiferes Yisrael and the Medrash Shmuel, in one of his explanations, make the same point, but they just broaden it, and they say it's not just limited to Torah, but rather even the Dvarim Tovim Sh'asa, even the other mitzvos that you've done. Kol Tova Shu'osa La'atzmo Kilhu Osa Osa. You should realize that Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Lo HaYachol Lichvosh Es Yitzro, that everything we do in life, all of our mitzvos, not only our learning, but all of our mitzvos, are because Hashem helps us. Now, you could say Hashem helps those who helps himself, who help themselves, and we have Hishtablos, we have Bechir Chavshis. I'm sure the Medrash Shmuel, the Tiferes Yisrael are not denying that, but just like Ruchayim Elojner and Yaakov Emden said about Talmud Torah, they say more broadly that we should realize that everything we do comes with an assist, in the sports sense or in their vernacular sense, an assist from Hashem, and therefore there's no place for feeling satisfaction, there's no place for self-satisfaction, there's no place for patting ourselves on the back, when really we're just riding a wave, so to speak, that Hashem has given us. So all of this, summarized, putting it all together, this is all one big idea, which we have seen, in which all the Mefarshim we have mentioned until now all agree that what the Bryce is telling us, in a machzik tova latzmo, don't pat yourself on the back, don't feel too self-satisfied with what you've accomplished, rather continue learning with a sense of obligation for the various reasons that we mentioned, how important and why logically and necessarily you should continue feeling a sense of obligation, or, as we just mentioned, the idea that we have to realize that we shouldn't become arrogant, because no matter what we've done, no matter how much effort we've put in, we wouldn't have accomplished what we had, even a fraction of it, if it wouldn't been for the fact that Hashem is giving us a gift. Ad Kan, with all the different permutations, the Mefarshim who agree on that. There is a minority interpretation, but also very beautiful, and therefore I want to share with you a minority view, but a second, completely different view that understands this kinyan, this attribute here in our Braisa, in a very different way. I think the one that we've been seeing until now is the Pashup shot, if you will, but there is another approach that I don't think it's the Pashtus of our Braisa, but some of our Shem do mention it, and it is quite beautiful. And that is the idea that Rabbi Lau in his Yachel Yisrael, as well as Rabbi Avadja Yosef Toledano, who was actually a grandson of Rabbi Avadja Yosef, both of them in their Sfarim mention the second idea, and that is that Eino Machzik Tova. Tova is a reference to Torah itself, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ki lechach tov nasati lechem Torah si'al ta'azovu. The Torah is referred to as Tov, and therefore they reread the phrase, Eino machzik tova la'atzmo. You don't hold Tova, the Torah, to yourself. You don't keep the Torah to yourself. You shouldn't be selfish with the Torah. And the message is the opposite, that if a person has Torah, what they're given Torah for is to then share it with other people. Don't be machzik Torah la'atzmo. Don't keep the Torah for yourself, but rather you must share it with other people. Rabbi Lau, again, I don't know if this is his own idea or he was quoting from someone else, but he quotes a beautiful, incredibly homiletic and creative Rashi Tevos, that on the pasuk that we saw before, that Rabbi Liaz, we had said that a person, excuse me, I don't think we quoted this before, my mistake, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ki Adam La'amol Nivra, that a person is created in order to work, and quotes the pasuk in Iyov, Perkei, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. So what does that mean, La'amal Yulad La'amal? So Rabbi Lau says, again, I'm not sure if this is his own or someone else's, La'amal is Rashi Tevos, Lilmod Al-Manas Lilamed, Lamed Ayin Mem Lamed, La'amal, Lilmod Al-Manas Lilamed, that the essence of life is to learn so that we can teach, so that we can share the Torah. And there are those, as I say, who feel that that is what our Braisa is telling us. So what's one of the essences, what's one of the essence of Kinyan Torah? We have to share the Torah that we have learned. Not connected to our Braisa per se, but just a few brief Makorot. I'll mention just one that highlight this point. Sefer Hasidim, Simtaf Kof Lamed, says anyone who has a Chiddush, has understanding of Torah, Hashem has revealed something to you, the Eino Kosva, the Yochel Lichtov, he doesn't share it. He uses the example of writing, but presumably we could broaden it. You don't share it, you don't write it down and share your Torah, if you can. Hari Goza Mashagila Lo, Kilo Gila Ela Lichtov, Why do you think Hashem gave you this Torah? So you should have it yourself. No, Hashem gave you the Torah to be able to share with other people. And therefore you're, in a sense, stealing from Hashem. So the appropriate reaction to having wonderful Torah from Hashem and a necessary precondition for a Kenyan Torah is that you then share that Torah with other people. Or else why would Hashem give you it if you don't share it with other people? And again, just to close things out, and worth noting that here too, in a similar vein, the Medrash Shmuel makes this point, but the Medrash Shmuel actually focuses more broadly on general good things in life. V'gam efshar ramaz lomar she'eno machzik v'lokeach hatova la'atzmo v'lo l'chavero. A person has good things in life, get blessings, money, other things. Don't just keep it for yourself and exclude your other people. Rather, chavi v'lov kegufo. Realize that other people, you should treat them like yourself. You should share your good deeds. Kidechsev v'yahav l'arecha kamocha. So eina machzik tova la'atzmo. Whether tova is just generally the good things of life, or tova is a remez, as the other mefarshim we mentioned are specifically referring to Torah. If you have Torah, share it with other people. And that itself will be a way of catalyst, if not a precondition, for Hashem giving you more Torah and accomplishing a Kenyan Torah. So again, we've seen a lot. There was a lot here. It's a little bit of a longer shir, I think, than usual. And certainly many different ideas have been mentioned. But just to summarize, hopefully we keep a sense of everything. We said that the dominant understanding of this brisa is in light of and in keeping with the not only the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but the more to the point, the Mishnah earlier in Perkei Avos and Perek Bet, that im lamadata Torah harbei, but if you've learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik Torah tova la'atzmacha, or la'atzmo, you shouldn't pat yourself on the back and feel so good about yourself, no matter how much you've learned, even if you like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you should never pat yourself on the back, and you should always realize that you have a sense of duty, and as we mentioned in the name of Rav Lichtenstein, that's a broader religious directive, but especially when it comes to learning, one realizes that Betzivanu, we are obligated to learn, no matter how much we've learned. We hope we enjoy it, we hope we accomplish, but those are all bonuses. The main thing is that we're obligated to learn. Kilakach no tzarta, because this is what we're here for. Why is it so important to have that sense of duty? So we saw that the Maharal and others mentioned that because if you don't do that, you will eventually stop learning. Because once you feel like you're not doing it out of duty, but just as a volunteer, as a cherry on top, so inevitably you're going to slack off, but instead a person should feel that sense of duty. We also mentioned that the Tiferes Yisrael and Chaim Volozhiner mentioned that each person is judged on their own level subjectively, so no matter how much you've done, the more you've done, that's probably an indicator that Hashem gave you more abilities and more talents, and therefore Hagufa has higher expectations for you, so never feel like you've finished because are done enough, because Hashem probably has more expectations of you. Plus, objectively, you should never be machzik tova. You should always realize you're still obligated, because it only makes sense to be machzik tova to feel a sense of accomplishment and pat yourself on the back when you've done a job well done. But if it's not done, if you realize how great and how large Torah is, so then, as we said, even if all the heavens were the paper, and even if all the trees were the quills, and even if all the waters were the ink, there still wouldn't be enough to write all the Torah. Torah is so great and so vast. So if you're machzik tova to yourself, it just shows you don't really appreciate how much Torah, how great Torah is. That was all one approach. A variation of that, we said, was don't pat yourself on the back, because that implies that you deserve the credit. But realize, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, realize, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that in fact it's all a matana from Hashem. Even though you put an effort, but you wouldn't have had success, your efforts wouldn't have been blessed, wouldn't have been success, we wouldn't have had success if your efforts hadn't been blessed, by Hashem, and therefore it doesn't make any sense to be arrogant, because on the contrary, you don't really deserve it. It's really a gift, and if you are arrogant, so chas v'shalom, you might come to forget your Torah. That might be a punishment, and that was the second variation of this larger point, to pat yourself on the back, either because you're without an obligation, you'll stop learning, or without realizing that it's a gift, your arrogance will maybe, God forbid, have Hashem take away the gift from you. And then, lastly, we saw a more homiletical understanding, Eino machzik tova la'atzmacha, don't keep your Torah to yourself, don't be selfish, don't keep the tova your Torah, or other good things in life as well, to yourself. Rather, Hashem gives you good things, Hashem blesses you with things, most notably Torah or anything else, but including Torah, so Hashem blesses you with these things so that you can share them with other people.